30 years ago in New York City, this biddy named Betty that was oh so pretty met an MC by the name of MC Ageon, who could get him jumping no matter what stage he's on. MC Age would grab the mic and
rock it,
take the crowd, pull him in and
stick him in his pocket.
Nobody could knock it.
He was an innovator
in a freestyle match. You never
had a prayer.
He was a metaphor for hip-hop in its early stages,
a true art form that would last for ages.
Now, MC Ageon and Betty got locked up,
married that is,
and then Betty got knocked up,
pregnant that is,
and her stomach started growing bigger and bigger till she was overflowing.
Now MCE was flowing, working the rap circuit, talking with his agent, starting to network it, trying to make the bank to secure his kid's future, buying new dresses for Betty that would suit her,
cause she was growing larger and wider every minute, looking down at her tummy wondering
what's in it.
4 months later in a downtown hospital, Betty gave birth to what was then impossible.
Quadruplets,
four baby boys, I'm talking four,
what?
Beautiful bundles of joy. Now MCE had been preparing financially for one little kid, so when they came out sequentially,
one to the two, the three, the four, his heart skipped a beat and he almost hit the floor.
There were two sets of identical twins all at once, two big healthy boys and two little runs.
Now MCE had never been good choosing names, so without much thought he named two bears the same.
One he named
Antipholus,
the other
Dromio,
the next he named
Antipholus,
and another
Dromio.
In the next few years times were very rough,
when it came down to money he never had enough.
Four times as many cradles
and four pacifiers,
four times as many bottles
and mouths of dirty diapers.
You see MCE was losing, his bank account was
tap,
and the negative vibe floating inside every
rap.
His vocab was
sap,
off and his concert totally
stunk.
He didn't have the energy to
resurrect the funk, so he started selling skunk.
You know, Chiba,
sweet,
just to try to get by, to give his family what they needed.
He took heed
to sell it only to the heads he trusted. It wasn't too long before MCE got
busted,
locked up, that is, in a local penitentiary, leaving Betty alone with the boys unintentionally.
Essentially,
the family was in a state of crisis, dead broke and burdened by the system's many vices.
The choices,
try to survive and pray for sanity,
or offer up the children to a foster family. They opted for the latter with sadness and bravery.
Betty drove the kids to the adoption agency.
Now MC's
rap style
changing while
in prison,
a fighting lesson
enlightened,
vision out
arisen, his decision to give away his children had undone him.
And the guilt inside and father pride had overrunning.
One day in the cell he put his head down and
cried,
dropped the pill of
cyanide
and committed suicide.
Betty learned
that he died
the very next day, and his tragedy would have it, she died the same.
Meanwhile the children at the tender age of two were separated from each other.
I was sad but true.
One Dromio
and one Antipholus were brought up in the fine city of Ephesus.
Too young to understand and too young to choose. The other two was raised in the town of Syracuse.
And as the brothers grew up on opposite coasts,
one night they were visited by their father's ghost.
And he told his sons of their hip-hop history
and said in a voice that was filled with mystery,
one day you will find your missing link when you look in the mirror and you see yourself blink.
Blink, blink. Hoo-ha!
Disappeared,
and their life proceeded,
and each young man
made a vow that they needed
to live up to their father's and see legacy, to be the best MC the world shall ever see.
The two Antipholi,
the bigger of the family,
made the smaller Dromio
be the backup MC.
And so it was, the Dromios were treated like crap, crap, having to sing back up on Antipholus's rap, rap.
They grew up living in the world of hip-hop,
surrounded by the
one, two,
surrounded by the
one, two,
surrounded by the
one, two, three, and you don't
stop. Sends a prologue and comes the beginning.
So welcome to a new world that you never been in. Enough rough stuff to make your mind start spinning. Listen up close so you can grab an earful. Some parts will make you cheerful and some will make you tearful. Don't be fearful, y'all, it's no drama,
is
see?
Is it a tragedy?
Nah.
Is it a comedy?
Well, it's a new style. It's whatever we wanna be. So welcome, welcome, welcome.